Pony to shalem the kefil. No, they themselves only have to pay the kefil. Trash mishalem the kefil. Vu mishalem shloisha levad hakeren. It comes out to what the actual keren, the ganav himself has to pay, because the ganav himself admits that he made a gneiva. He has a gneiva. So the first Edim, what did they want to make him pay more than he has to pay? Only the kefil. Therefore, the first Edim have to pay the kefil. And the original ganav has to pay the kefil. That's all. And about if they have to pay not the dalad hay, that's the machlokes. With the second pair of Edim, they want to be mechayev now the ganav to pay the extra three. See, if you hold it's called the good edus, that's like sumchis, he would have to pay the extra three. But if you hold like the rabbonin, that that's called edus shiat yochli azimam, then the ganav doesn't have to pay the dalad hay. All the ganav has to pay is only the keren, and these edim have to pay the kefil.
Now, just one more thing though. On the sugi before, first of all, that we had, that moed b'knas. So he said, if you're not mechayiv yourself anything now, that there we say, if your edim come later, that you would be chayiv. So Rashi learns the pshat is that, since you're hoidor right now, it's not called a good hoidor, because you're only coming to pati yourself, to free yourself. Whereas if you'd be mechayiv yourself something right now, so then we say you really mean it. But in the case where you're freeing yourself completely, there the pshat is Rashi learns is not called hoidor at all. So the door is not a good door because maybe you're only coming to free yourself. But on this, the Kriva Shorim is the Kashif. So what was the most Kash before from Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel, when he said that he freed his Evet, for sure he wasn't lying, like he meant it. It says he was Simcha Gedol, it says he was. So there, his door on the Chura shouldn't be any proof, because there, the door was a good door. That's one horror. Secondly, in this lesson, machlokes about edus shiat yochel azimam, usually they learn the pshat of machlokes is in sumchas and the rabbonim, what's the yisoid of edus shiat yochel azimam? Is it exeras hakosiv that the edus has to be yochel azimam, and if not, it's not called edus? That's what the rabbonim hold here. And sumchas hold no, it's a swara, like we said, we have to prove that they're telling the truth. Otherwise, we're afraid maybe they're lying. If that's those four, then over here there's no problem. Because over here we're not afraid they're lying, since the ganav himself admits that he stole in front of them. So when these two Edom come and say that he was ganav, there's no problem, maybe they're lying. Like, we know for sure they're not lying. So really, some Achronim want to learn, that's good for the Machlokes and two Tzvutzim in Tosfos and Makis, the first Tosfos. If the Yisoid of Edus, Shiach Yechol Azimah, is Tam Megzeras HaKosav, it has to be that way. Or it's a swear that maybe the Edom are lying, we have to have a proof that he's not lying. So there, in this case, there wouldn't be any chesaron. We know for sure he's not lying. All right, Mustafa.
You're holding off ayin vav amar aleph on top. Again, the Mishnah says that gonav the gemara that gonav v'higdish v'yachakach tofach u'mochor. So Mishnah says that he's potter from dal v'hei. He only has to pay the kefil. If the ganav first made a gneiva, then he was makdishit, and then he made a tficho mechira, so he's poto from dal v'hei. So Mora says, Amri afei like this, Bishle ma tficho le mechayev, you understand why if you makdishit. Now if you make a tficho, if the ganef makes a shrita, the reason why he's poto from dal v'hei, tichi kotofach, te hegdish kotofach. Because now the shrita is on a hegdish, on a korban. V'loy demore kotofach. He's not making a tficha on the bylins, on the original owner's animal. Because when the ganav made a gneva, and once he's makdashit, so of course like yish, we're talking about after yish, and hegdash is chal, the Rashi says, tovlacha yish kaiminim, we're talking about after yish. Dilifna yish loy kitcha. Vechivin diyayish tiniya hegdash is kainerit, be yish, vishin rishus. Hilkach lav demor katofach. He's not making a tficha on the bylins. So that I understand. If you mark the shit first, and then you make a tzficha, it's not a tzficha on the original owners. It's like you are kind of it already. It belongs to Hegdish. So therefore, you're not over Dalav Hei. Elo a Hegdish l'chayiv. But the question is, when the ganef, if you steal a shore, you make a geneva, and then the ganef makes the Hegdish should be like a mechira. Mali mochra l'hegit, mali mochra l'shamayim. We know if the ganef takes it and makes the mechira, sells it to somebody else, or a hegdish, he's chayav the dal v'hei. So now that the ganef was makdashit, what is hegdish? You're like giving it over to the gizbi, giving it over to shemayim. So you're giving it to the hegdish. So why isn't the ganef chayav dal v'hei for that? He should be chayav to the original bailim to pay dal or hey, because he made a mechira. He like was makdashit. So mali you give it to a hegdish, mali you give it to shemayim. That's the gemara's kasha.
So how can
So Mar says, I'll answer you, Amishna Hamani, Rabbi Shimon, he. I'll tell you, Amishna goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Yama that Rabbi Shimon holds and says, Kodashim Shechai Bach Yuson, if the Ganef, let's say over here, was Maktish the shore, and he was Makabal Achrayis upon it, like he said, Horei Elai Oilah. And now he was Makdish this animal for the Korban Oilom. Rishusai Demore Kaimei. It's still called him Rishusai, whoever was Makdish it. That's from Shimon Svara. Because we say, we'll soon say Rashi, Dovra Gerla Momis Kamam and Domi. So therefore, this Ganef, when he's Makdish it, it still remains in his Rishus. So it's not called it left his Rishus, that's not called the Mechira. A Mechira means the Ganef now gives it over to somebody else. But according to Rabbi Shimon, when you makdish an animal, when you and your sachray is upon you, it's still called like you're the bailam of it. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon he, ukegoin she'omar harayalai ola. The ganef first made a chiv upon himself harayalai ola. Ve'ifrosh kineva zuni, set aside this kineva, lenibra for the neder. Now, the chiv of the chay b'chayusai, since the ganef is chay b'chrayis, if the shore gets lost, he has to bring another one. Therefore, the dovra gerla momin who? Kemamin dami. Since this is worth money to you, the ganef, because if this gets lost, you'll have to have another one. So it's called gerim, it's causing you to keep money. Therefore, it's considered like yours. Therefore, v'lav mechirhi, it's not called a good mechira. But ulniyu linyan tficha. I, the Mishnah says, if you're makdashit, and then the ganef makes a tfichis potter, that's true. The afagad, the rishus, the ganef kind, even though it's in the rishus of the ganef, the imov, the chayim achrusim, that if it gets lost, he has to pay for it. But chal olay miyu shem hegdish. But it's chal olay the shem hegdish on this animal now. Le'yafuke mirishus morekamo. That it's not considered like the original owner owns it anymore. V'lav de morekatofach. Therefore, this ganef, he made a maisi ganei, but then he was makdashit. So the hegdish now is enough to take it out of the original owner's rishus. It doesn't belong to the original owner. Therefore, if the ganef now makes it tfirich, he's potter from da'al v'hei. The question was, let the actual Hegdish be like a Mechira. The Torah says, no, it's still called Rishus HaGanif, like Reb Shimon that holds, Dovra HaGerl Lamom Nizkim HaMadami. So this the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, Hamid is Sefer Reb Shimon, since the end of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah says clearly, according to Reb Shimon, Havi Reishu would be Mashmat at the beginning of the Mishnah, Lav Reb Shimon, it's not Reb Shimon. So the beginning of the Mishnah that says, even though the Ganif is Makdish, still is potter from Dal Vehei, is not Alibud Rabbi Shimon. Since so not Alibud Rabbi Shimon, when the Ganef is Makdashit, why isn't that considered like he made a Mechira? As if he gave it over to somebody else that belongs to Hegdish now. So why isn't the Ganef Chayev Dal Vehei for the Meister Hegdish? Skumarin says, I'll tell you, Elo Hocha B'mayaskinen. You know what the Reish of Amishnah is talking about? The Kodishim Kalim. We're talking about a Shlomim, a Toida, Kodishim Kalim. And therefore, the Aliba de Rabbi Yosi Aglili, our Mishnah could hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds. The Omer that he says, Kodshim Kalim, Momin Bailamu, Uvishusai Kaimei, that if you makdish a Korban Shlomim, you makdish Kodshim Kalim, it's still called the owner owns it. Whoever's makdish it is still in your Rishus. So therefore, here when this Ganef is makdish to Shor, it's still considered like in the Rishus of the Ganef. Therefore, it's not called a Mechira. A Mechira means you sell it to somebody else. Now it's in somebody else's rishus. If you only makdish kotshim kalim is called moran bailam. Like Rashi says, zukach lav mechiri. Ol miuzak Rashi rishus morikama afkino. But of course, it went out of the original owner's rishus because shein hegdish since it has the name hegdish on it, and therefore when the ganef now makes a tzvicha, it's called lav demorikotofach. It's only a svara that the ganef now is not making a good ma'ase mechira, since by kotshim kalim it's still in the rishus of the ganef. That's not called a Mechira. So Gemara says, what do you want to tell me? Avokod Shei Kadoshim, but let's say this Ganef would be Makdashit for Korban Oilo, or Korban Chatis. He would make it into a Kodshim Kadoshim. Then my, what do you want to tell me then? Mishalm Teshlum Edal Vehei B'chamisha, yes. Then when the Ganef himself made this Hegdish, the Hegdish is called like a Mechira, like Mali Mocha Lehegit Mali Mocha Leshemayim. When the Ganef is Makdashit, that's like a Mechira. He's now giving it over to Hegdish. If so, if that's true, Adetoni Reisha. Why does the Reisha have to say, Go nafetofach? If the Ganef first made a Gneva, and then he made a Tficha, so we understand it's Chayav Dal Vehei. V'yachakach Hegdish, and then the Ganef is Makdashit, Mishalom Tashlum Dal Vehei. That's what the Mishnah before said. So, that's Pshita. But if the Ganav first made a tzricha, that is chayev dalt v'hein. But mashma, that's the only time you chayev, even though the tekdish involved. The question is why? Lif log v'list nevedido. Why don't we make a difference, even in a case where he was made a geneva, and then he was marked the shit before he made the tzricha? And what do we say like this? When does our Mishnah here say that he's potter from Dal Vahei? That if the Ganef was marked the shit, he's potter if he makes the tzricha later? That's only the Kodshim Kalim. Only by Kodshim Kalim that's still called the Mamam Bailim. Therefore, when the Ganef was marked the shit, it's not considered a Mechira, because it still belongs to him. Ah, well, the Kodesh Kadoshim, but when the Ganef is marked the shit, makes it into a Korban Eila, makes it into Kodesh Kadoshim, then Mishalam Tashlumi above the Chamisha. Even in this case, even if the Hegdish took place before the Tzvicha, still the Ganef is going to have to pay Dalet V'hei. Because we say now that the Hegdish, that's considered the Mechira. So why don't the Mishnah say this? Why does the Mishnah only say Mashmud Yonet Toy Michayim? Is if the Ganef first makes the Tzvicha, and then he's Makdashit. Mashmud, there's no way that he's first Makdashit and he should be Chayiv Dalet V'hei. But the way we're saying now, no, when he's makdashit for Kodesh Kodoshim, that's called like a good mechira, so he should be chayav dal vei for the Hegdish alone. Elul the Gemara says rather for the Mishnah's Mashm, Elul the Yoedim, I'll tell you no, that loishino kodshe Kodoshim, for loishino kodshim kalim, there's no difference. When the Ganif, and then he makes the Hegdish, no matter what type of the Hegdish he makes, still the mice that's not called like a mechira. He's not chayav dal vei. Now the question is why? Or the Kashalov, he had a question on this. Mali mochra lehedyit, mali mochra leshemayim. What should be the difference whether we're sold to a shemayim or sold to a hedyit? What should be the difference? The Mor says like this. Mochra lehedyit, if he sells it to a hedyit, meikora tura de Ruvain, fahashta tura de Shimon. That's called a good mechira. When the Ganef has it, and now he sells it to Shimon, so up before the Shah belonged to Ruvain, now by selling it, it belongs to Shimon, there's a new person involved, it goes out of Ruvain's Rishus into Shimon's Rishus, that's called a good Mechira. For that, you chayev dal vehei. But I'll tell you, Mochra l'shamayim, when the Ganef, now after he made the Geneva, if he's Makdish the Shah, even though it's a Kodesh Kedoshim, but Meikara Turah de Ruvain, Vehashta Turah de Ruvain, it's still called the Turah de Ruvain, still called the Bailin Shor. Like Rashi says, Adayim Shem HaMagdish Olav, Shekoru Olosa Shafloini. True, this Ganef made into a Korban Eila. But whose Korban Eila is it called? It's called the Ganef's. It's called your Korban Eila. You get the Kapara for it. But since it's still called your Korban Eila, that's not called the good Mechira. It's true, it's Chal on it now, a new Shem Hegdish, but your name does not go off it. It's called your Korban. So your name is still here, and that's not called the good Mechira. That's why you'll be potter for Dal Vei for the Meister Hegdish. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Oimer. Say for the Mishnah that Rav Shimon makes a difference. Then if it's Kodshim Shechayi Bach Yuson, then Yechayiv. But if it's Kodshim Shechayi Bach Yuson, then you're potter. So Moshe says like this. Amri, let's say, Nehi the Sover Rabbi Shimon, Mali Mochra Lehedyit, Mali Mochra Leshemayim, even if you want to say Rav Shimon holds the Svara, that when you be Makdashit, that's called the Maisa Mechira, and that's the reason why Reb Shimon holds by Kodshim. Yitzaka Chayim Dal Vehei, the half a minimum soon see, the half a minimum going now is, that's what Reb Shimon says Yechayim, is because of the Mechira. Like when you're Makdashit, that's the Mechira. So Gemara asks the question, but still, Ipcha mi boilei, still Reb Shimon should have said just the opposite. He should have said that, Kodeshim Shechayim Bach Yusin Potter. He should have said just the opposite. And the Mishnah says that Kodshim, that you're Chayim Bach Yusin, that means if you say Harei Olai, that you have an obligation upon yourself to bring a Korban Eila, and now you Makdish this Shor, that's called you have an Achrayus, because even if this Shor gets lost or dies, you have to bring another one. So in the Mishnah says that's the case that you Chayim Dal Vei. So Mor says it should be just the opposite. Kodshim Shechayim Bach Yusin Potter, then you should be Potter from Dal Vei. Why? The Akati Lenofik Meshusa Kodeshim. It didn't leave the Rishus of Kodshim. It's still in your Rishus. Since you're still Chayim Bachrayis, so this Shor is considered like yours. It's like Dabar, Gur, and the Mum is Kamamadami. This Shor still belongs to you. It's the Ganef's. Because if something happens to it, the Ganef's going to have to buy another one. This is still considered the Mum of the Ganef. So if you want to be in the Chayim the Ganef, because by being Makdashit, it's taken out of his Rishus, putting it into Hegish Rishus. That's mechira, but when you're still chayim v'achrayis, no, it's still considered in your rishus. But Rabbi should have said she'ein chayim v'achrayisan. In a case where you didn't say haray olai lohavi korban olah, you just said haray zu korban olah. You have no achrayis. You just said this animal should be a korban olah. If it dies, it dies. I don't have to bring another one. In such a case, when you're not chayim v'achrayisan, then it should have been chayim. Then you should have said yichayim for the mechira. The maskulem rishusay. Because now it's not your rishus anymore. You're not chayiv achrayis. So when the ganef was makdish the shore by the makdishit, that's by taking it out of your rishus, bringing it into hegdish's rishus. So that alone should be the mechira. So what does Rabbi Shimon say? Just the opposite. That kotshim shechayiv achrayisim yichayiv. And ain't a chayiv yipot, it should be just the opposite. So the Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you. Rabbi Shimon, amil seachwita koi. Rabbi Shimon is going on something else. Vochi katoni. This is what Rabbi Shimon is going on. That halacha ain't ha ganef after a ganef mishalom tashlumi dal v'hei. A ganef after a ganef doesn't have to pay dal v'hei. That means if you steal from a ganef, so you don't have to pay dal v'hei even if you make a mechira or tzvicha. V'chein ganef hegdish mi beis barlim. If Reuven was makdish ashor and now a ganef comes and steals the shore away from the owner and then he makes a tzvicha, he vayter his potter. My time. What's the reason? Because we darshin the gunav mi beiso ish. We darshin a gneva that you chayiv kefil is only if you steal the shor from the owner's house. It has to be a gunav mi beiso ish. V'loy mi beis hegdish. And not if you steal from hegdish. Or not if you steal from a ganav. So when a ganav stole the shor, and now a second shor takes the shor away from that first ganav, he's potter for paying that kefil. Kefil is only the gunav mi beiso ish. You have to steal from the original owner. So what then if the Bailam was makdashit? Once the Bailam is makdashit, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. So now if somebody steals it from the owner, he's potter from paying kefil. That's the law of the Mishnah says. Now on this, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it depends. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kodoshim shechayiv achrayuson chayiv. Kodoshim that shechayiv achrayis. In such a case, now if somebody steals it from you, you take a chayiv. In other words, Reuven was makdashishor. Let it be kachim kalim, let it be kachim kadosh, it doesn't make a difference. But the Maisa Reuven is still chayiv achrayusim. That means he said, haray olai oila. So now if this shore gets lost, he has to bring another one. So it comes out, this shore is still called the dover, a girl, the mum of him, it's still called like his mumin. Therefore, it's still called in his rishus. Therefore, if somebody steals it from him, he's chayiv kefil. My time, what's the reason? Karin and be vaguna v'beis ish. This is called the vaguna v'beis ish. Since the Maisa the beis ish, the owner has an achrayis on this korban, and if it gets lost, he has to pay for it. It's called davar gerv l'mamim k'mamadami. It's called mevei sish. That's what Shimon Svara. But v'shein achayim v'chayusan, when the owner was makdish hishor, he wasn't makabal achrayis on it. He just said harezu waila. If it gets lost, it's lost. That's all. So such a case, potter. If somebody comes now and steals this shore away from you, makes a geneva, he's potter from paying back kefil. You know why? The like Karin and Bay Vaguna and the Baiso Ish. This is not considered a Vaguna of the Baiso Ish. It's not called your store for the Baiso Ish. So Mar says, Michti, let's see. Michti. Shamin and Leather Reb Shimon, we hear from Reb Shimon Zagadukasha. So Kitta Rasha now Mishnah. That the Mishnah is talking about if the Bailam was Makdashit, and now a Ganav steals it from the Bailam, when is the Ganav Chayiv Kefil and Dal Zvei Vemesh Shchita? Only if the Bailam is Chayiv Achrayis. But if the Bailam is not Chayiv Achrayis, it's not called the Begun of a Beis Ish, so you put it from Kefil, so Pshit you put it from Dal Zvei. Now the Gemara says, Nichti the Letzi, that Shamin Alei the Reb Shimon, we know Reb Shimon Shita is, the Omar, that he says, Shchita Shein Ruya, Loi Shema Shchita. We know whenever the Torah has to have a Maisa Shchita, a Shchita means if you're allowed to eat the meat of the animal. Anytime the Shchita is done, but it doesn't make a heter, you still can't eat it, that's not called the Shchita Satera. So what's going on here? The Bailim was Makdish to Shor. Now a Ganav comes and steals it. So okay, good, it's called the good of a Beis Ish. The Ganav has to pay kefil. Now when he makes a Tficha Shchita, so it's Mashma the Kodesh of Shimon, he's Chayiv Dal Vehei. The question is why he made a Shchita in Kodeshim. And the Churi shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash. If you have kotshim that you make the shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not worth 2 cents. You're not allowed to eat it. It's also called kotshim machutz, it's also, you can't eat it. So what is Rav Shimon say, Yechayim Dal Vei? That's not called a good shechita. That's a shechita shein ruya. So what's it like this? Kotchim nami. Kotchim nami shchita shem ruyihi. The chur you're making the shchita outside the Beis Hamikdash is not called a good shchita. So Mor says no. Ki yosti ravim ravim came on Rabbi Yechanan and of Rabbi Yechanan. That we're talking about now. B'shoichei tamimim midifnim l'shem b'aylim. Here, Maisa. The Ganet stole the shore from the b'aylim. He stole the shore from Reuven. It's the korban oila. And the Ganav takes it to the Beis Hamikdash, and he shechs it l'shem Reuven. He shechs his korban oila l'shem the b'aylim. If so, he made a tficha on the Geneva, but it's called the shchita ruya, because the Maisa, the shchita is kosher for the korban. For the Gemara, if that's the case, it's not called the Geneva then. For the Gemara, by Rechozu, a Karen the b'aylim. He's like returning the Karen to the b'aylim. The other Rabbi is bringing the korban for the b'aylim. There's no Geneva then. He's returning it now. What was the Geneva? That you stole the korban from your friend. But if you take this korban and bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and shech to him, matevo manoy, you're bringing the korban for him. So you're not chayif for that. You can't be chayif dal vay for that. So my answer is like this. Amar Rav Yitzchok, the case is like this better. Amar Rav Yitzchok, Maravin, she'nish bechadam. We're talking about like this. B'shas the shchita lechnami the ganef made the shchita l'shem the b'aylim. So b'shas shchita it's called the shchita ruya. But you ask the question, if Yonah is mekayim is chayv with this carbon, so where's the geneva? He was yoytz is chayv. The Torah says no. After the shchita, the blood got spilled out. They ruined the blood. So l'maisa they can't bring this carbon for the b'aylim. So the b'aylim they still have to have another carbon. So therefore, who caused them to have a loss here? The ganef. Therefore, the ganef is chayv is called the ma'aser geneva, and he's chayv dal vhei also. What was your question, though? The shchita is called the shchita shen ruya. No, v'shas the shchita alone, the shchita was done inside the Beis Hamikdash l'shem the carbon. So v'shas the shchita was a good shchita. So therefore, you chay for that shchita. Just you want to ask the question is called chazra a keren the b'aylim. No, since the blood got spilled out, the carbon is not kosher. It's not called the b'aylim received his carbon back. Nope. The carbon, the avoiders weren't good. They don't have the kemekas rika. Another Teretz Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rovin, when Rovin came back, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the case is like this. True, the ganef stole somebody's carbon oila, or Rezev carbon shlomim, and he's now taken it into the Beis Hamikdash and he shechted it, but Shalom Lashem Bailim. He made a shchita with a carbon shlomim, let's say, a carbon shlomim or a carbon oila, Shalom Lashem Bailim. The Rashi brings down, that's the first mission in Zvachim, that kol ha-Zvachim she-nizbuch ha-shloi le-shimon k'sherim. Now the Maaseh, the korban itself is kosher. Even though you don't shecht it for the right b'aylim, you shecht it for somebody else, so the right b'aylim doesn't have his kapara. But the Maaseh, the korban is a good korban. So it's called a shchita haruya. But the Maaseh is called a geneva, because the b'aylim is not yotze de-chayv, you still have to bring another korban. So you're causing them to bring another korban, therefore you're chayv.